Thank you, worship leader. Most of us, we've heard the expression, live long and prosper. For those who are into Star Trek, and they have a hand signal that they use to do that, well, guess what? It's challenging for me to do it. But most of us, we want to live long and prosper. But that expression, may you live long and prosper, has a scriptural foundation. It just didn't come out of the air. It came from the Bible. And in order to live long and prosper, in the Old Testament, reminds us that the obedience is the highest form of service to God. It is out of that obedience that you live long and prosper. So before I continue, what does the dictionary or AI, it looks like AI is our new dictionary now. What does it say about prosper? Because there's the word prosper and there's the word flourish. And they both have the same meaning, but one is a bit deeper. So when I say, may you all flourish in every aspect of your life, it goes beyond just the monetary value and all of that. Even prosper also goes beyond the monetary value. But usually when people hear prosper, they anchor with money. Prosper, according to the Webster Dictionary, define it to be successful or fortunate, especially financially. It can also mean to grow stronger or flourish. So example is like a new business prospering, you know, in their investments. Flourish, on the other hand, often implies stronger growth and development. But both terms suggest a positive state of growth and well-being, whether in a personal, business, or natural context. And we've also heard the expression, or maybe some of you might be hearing the first time, I did well, I did good. Sometimes I have combined both, I did well, I did good, may I live long and prosper. Most people, when you hear I did well, by what they mean, they made money. And then when by the word I did good meant they helped people. I did well, I did good. May I live long and prosper. What good is if you did well and did good, but you don't live long? Unless you've attained that spiritual height. Jesus didn't live long, 33, he's gone. But he did well and he did good. So when we use this expression, it's a wish for a long and successful life, signifying both longevity and prosperity. Because there's a saying, if you have gray hair, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 31. Long life is the reward of the righteous. Gray hair is a glorious crown. So those of you who are trying to dye your gray hair, well, you're trying to hide your crown. In the same Proverbs 16, it says, it is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to win control over yourself than over a whole city. Because if you do not win control over yourself, you cannot be obedient to God. And we all know how ourselves can really get into ourselves. So in order to be totally obedient to God, we need to be, you know, to win control over ourselves. And we must also make sure people do not influence us to do wrong things. Because in the same book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 29, it says, violent people deceive their friends and lead them to disaster. We've seen it happen, you know, in our society. People are famous, either for good or for bad. They have influences over their followers. Some, they lead them astray, and then they mess up the life of those people. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with this verse of the Bible, but there is a reason why they say that. Because if you are in that spiritual state and you see an entity winking at you, you better straighten up. In verse 30 of the same chapter of Proverbs, watch out for people who grin and wink at you. They have thought of something evil. And the last of that proverb, verse 33. People cast lots to learn God's will, but God himself determines the answer. How many times have we yearned for something? Lord, I want to know. I want to know. Inquiring mind wants to know. I want to know. You can do all the rituals you want, all the treatments, all the ceremonies. There's only one who determines the outcome, and that is God. And in obedience to that God, then you live long and prosper. Even when it has been written for you before your soul came into this incarnation, that you will be the most famous person, the most wealthy person, the most influential person. We heard of influencers, right? Well, I'm yet to meet one. Even if it has been written for your soul, but when you do something that is not in obedience to that which created you, which made that, you crinkle things for yourself, you complicate things. And then it allows the other energy to use it to hand up your prosperity. When I was growing up, there's a song they say, this well known dramatic actor. I mean, he's way beyond just an actor. People love him because he's like one man Broadway show. Because they travel from city to city, see, with his wife and children, and they put on all these shows. And one of his favorite songs said, "Say you earthly beings, you humans, you are noted of impeding people's prosperity, of hanging it up, you know." So he's saying, he said, "Don't do that to me. Say, don't turn my prosperity. Don't shrivel it. Because the opposite of live long and prosper is die soon and shrivel." And we need to be very careful that we don't make actions that allows us to shrivel from the blessings that God wants for us. Because it is a known fact that the one who created us and created all there is wants us to prosper. And if we follow exactly what God wants us to do, instead of eyeballing somebody else's prosperity, I want to be like that. That which is for you will come to you. It is a guaranteed thing. But it has to be in obedience. Live long means you should have a long life. Prosper means you should do well. And people think it originated from Spock, you know, with the Vulcan salute. You want to show us the Vulcan salute again? I can never do that. And Leonard Nimoy, is that how they call his name? Leonard Nimoy, who plays Spock, was inspired by a priestly benediction he witnessed in a synagogue during his childhood when he created the Vulcan salute. Because most people don't know that, they just think, yeah. Because it's in the book of Deuteronomy. Live long and prosper, and I will read it. That's where it came. And is it for lineage? Is something they do. When they bless you, in that blessing, may you live long and prosper according to God's plan for you. May your life be sweet. May joy permeate your whole being. And when it's time for you to rest, may you rest in the love of God. I don't mean to blow the bubble of Star Trek fans, you know, because they didn't know the. So the Star Trek series introduced us to the Vulcans living on another planet. That's why you will hear Rachel from another planet, Michelle from another planet, Sheree from another planet, because we're all from another planet. We sent here on a tourist visa, and there's no guarantee, immigration might not even let you in. You might not pass the TSA because you don't have the real ID. So the Vulcans living on another planet and the epitome of logic and reason. Humans think they're the only one who has logic and reason. Well, Star Trek, as much as I try, I've never managed to master that, you know, it's all right. So, interestingly, the Bible has much to say on this theme of live long and prosper, connecting the two things to our obedience to God. So, be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. This is from the book of Deuteronomy. Because it's one of the things we use when we want to bless someone. I mean, it's powerful. There's a whole series of verses there. And then after that verses, there's a whole series of curses that followed. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. That's what we call the balance of life. Buddha expresses that. If you are balanced, you will know God, you will see God, and you will live long and prosper. Because we're out of balance, that's where we get worked up. That's where we have all these issues. And that's when you could say the energy. Whatever you do, you shall reap the energy of karma. People are balanced, karma has nothing to, you know. And that's why when you finally are fully realized, liberated, that means you've come back to that place of balance. You are now operating as the true child of God. This earth will make you err. But remember, you can overcome your errors. Because the Lord says, don't go to the left or the right. When you find out, oh, I'm too much to the right, I'm too much to the left. In our politics, isn't that what is going on? The woke left and the, what do they call the right? The MAGA right or the woke left, you know. Everybody's always labeling somebody. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days. That's where it came from. So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 5, verses 32, 33. So that's the Old Testament that reminds us that obedience is the highest form of service to God. Then Jesus reinforced that when he told his disciples, if you love me, and he wasn't even just talking about the physical Jesus, he's talking about the Christ consciousness Jesus, the Son of God, the one who reflects, because we must all reflect ancestor, which is God, the first ancestor, where we came from. If you love me, obey my commands. John 14, 15. And what is the command that Jesus gave? Love God with all your hearts and everything, and then love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. He didn't say, oh, don't kill, don't. Because if you love, you will not kill, you will not steal somebody's goat. You will not try to be like the Joneses. You will not talk about the woke left or the MAGA right. You will not talk about any of that. And you won't like, and you won't try to buy Greenland or Canada or whatever we were planning to do. And then you will not see your neighbor as beneath you. You will not say because somebody is Jewish, they are this, because they are Muslim, they are this, because they are immigrant. None of that. Because you are balanced, you are not left to the right. You walk the balanced path that leads to freedom and to prosperity and longevity. So today's challenge for us then is for us to obey God. Most of this time, this will coincide with obeying man's laws as well. Sometimes it will not. Didn't they ask Jesus, okay, should we obey Caesar's law? Where he say we should pay? He said, no. Give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God. They wanted to trap him. But because Jesus was balanced, he could see what they were going. There are times you balance, you know, you obey the law that the country, that, you know, the Congress and everywhere. And then there are times you obey God's law because God's law is always over human laws. But don't forget, those people who made those laws are also God's children. They are your brothers and sisters. There's a reason God places them there. And if they don't do well, God, they yank them, they shrivel. And I know some of us want to do more than 55 miles an hour on the freeway, but it doesn't 55. And then Spirit said, you need to obey 55 so that, you know, you don't go and kill yourself. Well, then we say, well, we have this car that can go from 0 to 350. I just want to test the Lord. The Lord said, you shouldn't have bought the one that goes to 350. So unless you go to Germany. So today's challenge then is for us to obey God. Most of this of the time, this will coincide with obeying man's laws as well. Sometimes it will not. But it is better for us to be patient and to control ourselves when we do not want to obey those laws. And we need wisdom to tell the difference between man's laws and God's laws. And we need hearts. That's why we say, Lord, bless us with a listening heart and an obedient mind, because our mind will do wonderful things to us. And we need hearts that will listen for the Spirit of God's commands, not just for the letter. Because whenever you follow just the letter of the, you know, then you, the feeling is removed. Then you don't see people as the same as you. The spirit of the law matters most. Because look at that. During Palm Sunday, what they would call Holy Week, before Jesus. Yeah, those religious leaders during that time, they thought they were doing the right thing in arresting Jesus and having him killed. So we need that divine wisdom, and the wisdom is always there. To know the right thing, the obedience and all of that. So we need to guard our hearts so that our obedience is not mere empty form. Because we do that. or just ritual, self-interest, or disguised as obedience. Humans, we can get creative when we want to, because we look at our self-interest and we will wrap things around that. And then we will twist it that, oh, this is God's command. Oh, God says we shouldn't let strangers into our place. But what God says that? When God says, welcome strangers, because even God himself or herself might disguise as a stranger. You say, well, I work hard for my money than to be, helping people who need money. Let them go work for their own money. I walk through the strings of my boots. Yeah, but we forget that you wouldn't make that money if God didn't bless it. And whenever God blesses your talent or whatever it is, it's not that you can't enjoy it, but you're supposed to use it to help others. Can you imagine if the sun decided, I shine brightly, but I'm not going to give it to the world? We will not be here. The sun never uses his own talent for himself. He uses it to bless. So is the moon, so is the rain. I mean, you name it, Mother Earth. We wouldn't have this building if there's no earth. You can't drive your car if there's no earth. You can't grow food. And when we go to the apple tree, doesn't the doctor say an apple a day keeps the heart, Well, supposing the apple tree decides, look, I'm going to eat all my apples. I'm not going to give it to the humans. When we look at nature, it's always giving to us. And that's the way we should be. That's what the Spirit of God, that's obedience to the Spirit of God. The obedient God requires arises from a heart that is devoted to God. Because they say, wherever your wealth is, that's where your heart is. If you don't believe it, look at if you're infatuated with something or somebody. Have you ever been in infatuation? Like, oh, everything looks good until. Once that veil of infatuation lifts, then you begin to say, oh, it's not as perfect as I thought. It might be your Prada purse or bag. You think, oh, it always amuses me that if humans don't put value on something, then there is no class distinction. And I look at Wall Street, they determine a company is worth billions or even trillions of dollars, even though that company is not even making profit yet. Somebody somewhere, they decided to sit and make that judgment. When in the old ways, if you are making profit, then that's how they grade you. So the obedience God requires arises from a heart devoted to God, devoted to Him. The prophets, including Lord Jesus, warned us of the dangers of obedience that was fueled by self-righteousness. Oh, and we do it, those of us on the spiritual path, don't we? We think we're better than those who are not. That's like those of us who are Christians and beyond Christians, they will easily quote Bible like, oh, the Bible says. And then when you take the skirt off, you find that no. That was their own thinking. Prophet Micah, we're studying Micah, isn't it? Have we finished studying Micah, Bible study? We're still there. Reminds us that what God requires is for us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Justice, love, mercy. And then be humble, knowing that everything that blesses you, everything that you are, come from God. If you do that, then that is the way to live long and prosper. May we all live long and prosper.
Listen, Shalanda.